In state news, the city of Brownsville hosted the Homeland Security and Public Safety Committee public hearing on Wednesday, the 28th of September, to discuss issues related to border security and operations. During the public hearing, the Texas Department of Public Safety Director Stephen McCraw presented why the Texas DPS needs more than $1 billion for border security. McGraw is asking for roughly $300 million on behalf of the Texas DPS to hire 250 new state troopers. The organization received $800 million during the last Texas legislature. State Representative Alfonso Poncho Nevarez of the Eagle Pass District interrupted McCraw's presentation on various occasions to ask about the change in border security, if any, that came with the previous money allocated to the DPS.
While I can appreciate you saying we've increased the level of security because there's more troopers, because you bought more cameras, or there's more boats in the water. Again, what has that increased level of security gotten us? In other words, are we actually more secure simply because we've done those things? And is there a number that would show us that in 2014, we were less secure because these are the numbers?
State Representative Ryan Guillen of Rio Grande City District suggested that if $800 million was required to reach operational control in only two counties, it may cost $5.6 billion in order to secure all 14 border counties. McGraw replied by stating that $300 million is what the DPS is asking for during the next session.
Will the $300 million plus your $800 million achieve the green status for the entire Texas border or not?
I don't believe it will. I believe it can get to the yellow status, the operational control. And it's going to be, there's so many factors are going to depend upon how much resources that Border Patrol brings to bear. If Border Patrol is given and provided the aerostat balloons, the game changes very quickly.
For UTRGV Radio, this is Karina Aguirre.